The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. There is a decent prospect that the weather may have turned and may stay good for the weekend. In that expectation, in that hope, Gar Mullins is with us. He is, of course, executive chef at the Anantara Hotel, Anantara, the Marker Hotel. He's going to be telling us about barbecue recipes. What are we kicking off with?
I'm one of those lads that stands in my garden with an umbrella. So, look, even if there is a little drizzle, I'm still going to be out here rocking out the barbecue. So, I'm giving you two recipes. One is a beef burger with crispy bacon, cheese, a fried egg and tomato relish. And the other one is a barbecue chicken thigh with asparagus, rocket and mozzarella salad. So I'm a huge, huge fan of the barbecue. I cook on them all the time, all year round. So I definitely think get out there this weekend. The first one I'll give you is the beef burger. So for the burger part, the ingredients you're going to need: 500 grams of lean beef mince, 2 tablespoons of ketchup and American mustard, 50 grams of Parmesan cheese and some salt and pepper. Throw it all into a bowl, mix it all together till it comes together. The cheese, as it cooks through the burger, just gives it that extra little bit of seasoning and really works Parmesan for this. Shape the burgers into a ball. If you want to do the smash burger thing, go for it. I don't really get it myself, do you?
No, massively overrated.
No, yeah, I'm not into it.
It takes far too long, no worth the hassle.
Yeah, just do a nice, 180 gram, roll it into a ball and then press it into a nice patty. Pop it into the fridge for half an hour, like it just helps the protein to set and it'll be better when you cook it. For the garnish, I'm doing a fried egg, some nice cheddar cheese, 4 slices of streaky bacon that are smoked, the tomato relish, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and the brioche buns. I think a brioche bun is a cool thing to have with a burger for me, in my eyes anyway. So after you've made the burgers, get your barbecue on nice and hot, lower it down. If you're cooking over coal, light the coals when they go white. That's when it's ready to cook. I like to stack my coals to the left of the barbecue so the right part is a little bit cooler. If you're using gas, then obviously higher it up full tilt. Get a lemon, put a little bit of vegetable oil onto a plate, cut the lemon in half, dip the lemon into the vegetable oil and rub the lemon across the grills.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah,
that's very clever.
That just gives them like a little bit of an oiled grill. And then little bit of oil on top of the burger, not onto the grills at this time, and then put the burger on and leave it alone. What you're trying to do is get it to caramelise a little bit and then it won't break when you turn it over. Cook it for 4 or 5 minutes on either side. You have to cook beef mince unless you hand chop it yourself to past 75 degrees. Then you're going to fry an egg, sit it on the top, crispy bacon. The tomato relish couldn't be easier. 8 of the ripest tomatoes you can find in the supermarket. Couple of cloves of garlic, 3 red onions. A half a tablespoon of smoked paprika, tomato puree, white wine vinegar, brown sugar, mustard. Recipe is up on my Instagram. It's really worth doing. I know it sounds like an awful lot of hassle, but you just fry off the onions and the garlic and the spices, put in tomatoes, let it tip away, and that relish is going to last all across the summer.
They sell stuff in cans, you know that.
Ah, come on now, Anthony.
That's crazy bottle.
Okay,
Gar,
walk into the supermarket, oil tree, halfway up on the left hand side.
All right, I take it back. Right,
yeah. I won't be here anymore on a Friday if I start going down that road.
What about chicken?
Chicken. Chicken thigh is really wonderful on the barbecue. Cook it on or off the bone. Make sure the skin is there. This one I'm giving you, chicken thigh is off the bone. Couple of cloves of garlic, smoked paprika, a little bit of dried oregano, lemon juice, a little splash of honey and a drizzle of oil. That's the marinade. For the salad, asparagus is bang in season at the moment. Little drizzle of olive oil and some sea salt. And then for the salad part of it, some mozzarella cheese, cherry tomatoes, rocket, and a dressing, Dijon mustard, white wine vinegar, olive oil, salt and pepper. Into a small little jar, shake it together. And then any time you're having a salad, just take it out and drizzle it over the salad. Perfect. So with the chicken,
and that's a good for everything vinaigrette. You could use
it's kind
that
of
for
like
pretty
a
much
classic
anything.
French vinaigrette. Sometimes you can put a little bit of sugar in it if your mustard is a bit too sharp and your vinegar is too sharp. Throw a little bit of sugar into it, but if it's a decent quality, it should be grand. And then same thing again with the barbecue. Get it nice and hot. Lower it down to medium. Cook the chicken skin side down first for about 5 minutes. Turn it over. Another 5 minutes. The great thing with chicken thigh is it stays nice and juicy. Move it over to the side of the grill and then you're going to grill that asparagus. And when you're grilling the asparagus, think of it like meat. You want those little parts to catch and caramelise. So all the little bits of the flour that on the side of the asparagus, wonderful. And then cherry tomatoes, cut them in half, tear up the mozzarella with the rocket, drizzle the whole thing in that wonderful vinaigrette and then chop the chicken up on top. And that will give you a wonderful barbecue that's not just burnt sausages, shop-bought relish and shop-bought burgers. How dare you?
Can I ask you an asparagus-related question? I bought some of these because it is, as you say, in season.
Yeah,
I bought a bucket of asparagus the other day and started away with
peeling.
So posh, I got two in and thought, no, my life is too short. I'm not doing this. Do you have to peel them?
The thing is with peeling asparagus, young asparagus you don't have to peel. So the stuff that's quite thin, like so your little finger, as it's getting up to your bigger finger, you need to peel that. And generally, the rule is, you know, you see chefs when it snaps. I think if you run a sharp knife around, you'll actually feel where it starts getting woody, and that's where you cut it. So it's normally about three quarters of the way down the stalk. Rather than using a peeler, if you just get a small little paring knife and you just nick those little florets off, you'll keep more of the asparagus, but young asparagus doesn't need to be peeled. We're just coming to the end of the white asparagus. If you can find that anywhere, it's an incredible product. They're much bigger and they have to be peeled.
Gar, always a revelation. Thank you so much. That is Gar Mullins, of course, executive chef at the Anantara.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.